Good morning, everyone. Thank you for tuning into this program, White Wave. My name is Shingo Furusawa. From 2007 to 2010, I worked at Hawaii Betsim and Pearl City Honganji. Those days, I received kindness and support from many of you. Now, I would like to express my appreciation to all of you. Today's topic is, we must listen to others carefully. You may take it for granted that we must listen to others. However, it's very, very, very difficult. Even if we think, I can understand you, we may misunderstand others. Some years ago, when I was in Japan, I attended a study class. The instructor was a Buddhist minister who studied counseling too. During one of his classes, he said to the attendees, please form groups of two, and one of you talk about yourself. After listening, the other person should make sure what his or her partner said, by repeating what was heard, and say, is my understanding right? My first partner was a man. At first, he talked about himself, and I listened to him. After that, I asked him, you said such and such. Is that right? However, he got angry and said to me, no, I never said such things. Shingo, you completely misunderstood what I said. Are you listening? Next, I talked about myself, and he listened to me. After I finished, he said, Shingo, you said such and such. Is that right? However, he completely misunderstood what I said too. After that, we formed groups with other people and repeated the same activity. As a study class, I and all attendees were native Japanese speakers, and we talked in Japanese to each other. However, everybody misunderstood what I said, and I misunderstood what all of my partners said. This episode shows how difficult it is for us to listen to others, and that miscommunication happens often. Please try to do the activity with your family or friends and see if the same things happen to you. In our daily lives, we often listen to others, but we never make sure by saying, you said such and such, is my understanding fine? Even if we think we understand others, if we do not make sure about our understanding, we still misunderstand them. In my case, when I talk with others, I often think, I must say this, I should say that. But when I think about what I should say, I often tend to not listen to others. How about you? If we do not listen to others, what will happen? As an example, I would like to introduce a story about a turtle or a kame who never listened to others. A long time ago, there lived a turtle or a kame in a pond. This turtle loved to talk a lot. He often spoke to his friends, but they gradually got disgusted because he talked too much and never listened to others. So all of them moved to another place, and this turtle became alone. So he often said, I'm lonely. One day, two swans came to the pond because there were many fishes in the pond, and the swans loved to eat fish. The turtle became very happy because he could talk with the swans. He always talked to them. The swans felt bothered because the turtle talked too much, and they lost time to catch fish. However, the swans were very kind. They often listened to him patiently. Some days later, the swans said to the turtle, "We will return to our hometown." The turtle said, "Oh, I want to visit your hometown, but I cannot fly, so it's impossible." The swan said, "It's not impossible. We have a good idea to take you to our hometown." The two swans brought a long tree branch, and they bit each end of the branch. They said to the turtle, "Bite the center of the branch. If you keep biting the branch, you also can fly with us. But during our flight, you must not let go of the branch. If you let go of the branch, you will fall down. So no matter what happens, do not talk at all. Okay?" The turtle said, "Of course, I promise you." And then the two swans and the turtle left from the pond and flew in the sky. The turtle was very excited because it was the first time he flew in the sky. After a while, they arrived over a city. By chance, a person looked up the sky and saw that they were flying. This person said to his friends, "Hey, look up the sky. A turtle is flying in the sky." His friend said, "Oh, it's unbelievable." When looking at his flying, many people began to laugh and said, "Ha ha 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 ha. It's very strange. The turtle is flying. Ha 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 ha." Listening to their laughing, the turtle got angry. The swans told him not to talk at all, but he shouted without realizing it, "Hey, do not laugh at me." After a moment, he realized he was separated from the branch. But it was too late. Of course, he fell to the ground and died. What do you think about this story? Did you laugh at the turtle? This turtle talked too much and never listened to his friends, so all of them left him. Two swans listened to him very patiently, but he fell down from the sky, because he did not listen to the swans. This story shows that if we never listen to others, we will also lose our friends and may face misfortunes. Amida Buddha also tells us we should listen carefully to others. Listening carefully to others is a way to be friendly with others and respect them. If we want others to respect us, we must also respect them. In our lives, we are dependent on others. In order to live in harmony, we must listen to others and respect all forms of life. Thank you for listening to this message. Now, I am very happy because I can share the Buddha's teachings with all of you. Let us conclude this message with reciting Onenbutsu, that means we entrust ourselves to Amida. Please put your hands together in Gassho. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namandabu 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 나만다 아브 나만다 아브 나만다 아브 나만다 아브 나만다